Welcome to Egano English, the show about watching, understanding, and learning from TV shows and movies in English. I'm Mike, and my lovely co-host, Kinoko.
Hello, my name is Kinoko, the co-host of this show. この番組では、映画やテレビドラマを楽しみながら英語を学びます。お気に入りの作品を見つけて、英語学習に役立ててください。お送りするのは私キノコと映画大好きなマイクです。
Because we can't go a week without Glee, today we are going to cover an emotional scene from Glee with some great sports-themed vocabulary that everybody should be able to use. So let's jump right in with our Glee bumper.
Well, you're irritating most of the time, but don't take that personally.
When Artie may not be able to travel to regionals with the group, Will challenges the kids to experience life from a different point of view.
本日取り上げるのは Glee のシーズン1エピソード9 Wills です。車椅子のためにグリーメンバーと一緒に地区予選会場まで行くことができないアーディ。Will は生徒たちに車椅子に乗せて物事を違った角度から見る体験をさせます。Sueのプライベートにも注目です。
Alright, and for today's scene of Glee, Season 1, Episode 9, Wills, we have a short clip from actually the end of this episode. In this clip, we have Kurt and his father, who I didn't know is named Bert, which is kind of funny. Kurt and Bert, it rhymes.
Yeah.
But in the past, Kurt has come out to his father. He told his father that he is gay, and they have a very kind of strange relationship. Kurt's father is a very man. He works on cars. He listens to very manly music. And Kurt is gay, and he's a very effeminate person. And in this episode, the Glee Club was going to do Defying Gravity. From, was that Wizard? Not Wizard.
Yeah,
the musical Wizard. And Kurt wanted to sing this song, but Will, who is not a very nice person, in truth, I don't like him, just completely dismissed Kurt. Like, no, this is a girl's song. You're not going to sing it. We're going to let Rachel sing the song. So Bert, Kurt's father, went down to the school and was like, you're going to let my son, why aren't you letting my son sing this song? If he wants to sing this song, he can sing this song. And Will's like, you're right. We'll let him audition for it. And so they had the audition. This is after the audition. And Kurt has returned home. And he's like talking with his father about how the audition went. All right, so let's listen to the scene.
Hey, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm making biscuits. What does it look like I'm doing? How'd the tryout go?
They gave the part to Rachel.
I knew they were gonna rig it. I'm going down to that school, and I'm talking to Schuster.
I blew the note. I wanted to lose.
Kurt, I stuck my neck out for you, and you go and you throw the game?
Dad, I've known who I was since I was 5. I adapted. Being different made me stronger. And at the end of the day, it's what's going to get me out of this cow town. You never had to do that.
I can handle myself just fine.
No, you can't. Not about this. That phone call yesterday was just the beginning. Especially if I get up in front of 1,000 people to sing a girl's song. When I saw you right after you got the call, and you were so hurt and so upset, it just killed me. I'm not saying I'm gonna hide in the closet. I'm I'm proud of who I am. I'm just saying that I love you more than I love being a star.
You are your mother. No, she was always a strong one.
Okay, and that was our clip. And now let's go. Let me read it real quick. So first we have Kurt. Hey, Dad, what are you doing? Bert, I'm making biscuits. What does it look like I'm doing? How did the tryout go? Kurt, they gave the part to Rachel. Bert, I knew they were going to rig it. I'm going down to that school and I'm talking to Schuster. Schuster. Kurt, I blew the note. I wanted to lose. Bert, Kurt, I stuck my neck out for you and you go and you throw the game. Kurt, Dad, I've known who I was since I was 5. I adapted. Being different made me stronger. And at the end of the day, it's what's going to get me out of this cow town. You never had to do that. Bert, I can handle myself just fine. Kurt, no you can't. Not about this. That phone call yesterday was just the beginning. Especially if I get up in front of 1,000 people to sing a girl's song. When I saw you right after you got that call, after you got the call, and you were so hurt and so upset, it just killed me. I'm not saying I'm going to hide in a closet. I'm proud of who I am. I'm just saying that I love you more than I love being a star. Bert, you are your mother. You know, she was always the strong one. Oh. Yeah, powerful stuff. That's yeah. This relationship is, I think, fantastic. It's one of the highlights of the program.
Yeah.
All right, but we can talk about that during Thursday's episode. So first, we have our first vocabulary. Rig it.
Rig it.
Yeah. So let's listen to our clip.
I knew they were going to rig it. I'm going down to that school. I'm talking to Schuster.
I knew they were going to rig it. I'm going down to that school and I'm talking to Schuster. Rig it. What is rig it?
Do bad behavior secretly. Not secretly, but do some kind of bad behavior, like illegal or something.
It doesn't have to be illegal. The best example is if you want to rig something, you would create, say you create a competition, a contest, but you make it so you know who is going to win. You make the rules so that, you know, your person is going to win, or you set it up so that you know who is going to win. It's like going to a casino.
A casino, hi.
Or the pachinko machines, they're all rigged. You're going to lose most of the time. Most people will lose.
Yes.
They're designed that way.
Designed that way, ne. So you are yoni fuse o suru. I see.
All right, and our next clip, we have two. Stuck my neck out for you and throw the game. Let's listen to our clip.
Kurt, I stuck my neck out for you and you go and you throw the game?
Kurt, I stuck my neck out for you and you go and you throw the game? So, stick my neck out for you is to put yourself into an uncomfortable position to help someone. So you imagine, you know, you're letting people see your neck and, you know, they can cut you or something like that, right? Because, I mean, we think of like the guillotine, having your do. So you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position where you can be hurt. Are embarrassed. So you stick your neck out for them. You stand up for someone. You help them in a bad situation.
誰かを助けるために自分が危険を犯す。 Okay.
Yeah. And Throw the game. Now, this is exactly what Kurt did when he blew the note. He threw the game. He intentionally, on purpose, lost.
Ah, I see. Wazato makeru.
Yes.
I see.
And it comes from sports where an athlete, you know, the usually the mafia or like the yakuza, you know, they would go to them and be, you know, here's $20,000. Lose tonight.
I see.
So they lose intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And our next one, we also have two more. It's at the end of the day and Cowtown. So let's give a quick listen.
At the end of the day, it's what's going to get me out of this Cowtown.
At the end of the day, it's what's going to get me out of this Cowtown. End of the day, at the end of the day. Any idea?
At the end ってことだよね。Finally, 結局は?
Yeah.
Someday?
Yeah. Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Cowtown.
これわかんない。Cow ってもうもうじゃないの?
Yeah. What is a cow? Well, we all know what cows are. I hope everyone knows what a cow is, right? So imagine a town with a lot of cows.
Calm and quiet. 違う。
Okay, maybe because you're from Hokkaido. I don't know.
It's so big. Clean air and more walking around.
All right. So people who are from the city, when they think of a town with a bunch of cows in it, we think of the country.
I see. 田舎のってことか。
Yes. So they live in a small town in, is it Ohio, I think? So yeah, it's just a small town. There's nothing there. It's a cow town. So just a small town in the middle of nowhere, a cow town.
All right.
All right, so then let's listen one more time to the whole scene.
Hey, Dad, what are you doing?
I'm making biscuits. What does it look like I'm doing? How'd the tryout go?
They gave the part to Rachel.
I knew they were gonna rig it. I'm going down to that school, and I'm talking to Schuster.
I blew the note. I wanted to lose.
Kurt, I stuck my neck out for you, and you go and you throw the game?
Dad, I've known who I was since I was 5. I adapted. Being different made me stronger. And at the end of the day, it's what's going to get me out of this cow town. You never had to do that.
I can handle myself just fine.
No, you can't. Not about this. That phone call yesterday was just the beginning. Especially if I get up in front of 1,000 people to sing a girl's song. When I saw you, right after you got the call, and you were so hurt and so upset, it just killed me. I'm not saying I'm gonna hide in the closet. I'm proud of who I am. I'm just saying that I love you more than I love being a star.
You are your mother. No, she was always a strong one.
Still powerful and emotional. So that is it for today's episode of Eiga no English. It's time to say goodbye.
Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
それでは、そろそろ開きの時間です。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。次回は、こちらの Glee と Jurassic Park についておしゃべりをしたいと思います。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。次回もまたよろしくお願いします。
Have a nice day.